Haggai 2, 7 through 9. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. God shook the nations to prepare the way for Christ. The desire of all nations is peace. And only Jesus gives that peace of God that passes all understanding. You and I know this. And yet, how often do we fail to love the Lord with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our soul? How quickly we hold on to the gold and the silver, even the fool's gold that glitters more tightly than to Jesus. And so it is for our own good that God shakes all the nations so that we don't find our sustained peace in our accomplishments, in our earthly relationships, in the externals of this life. God shakes all the nations so that in despair over things mortal, they would turn, you and I, would ever turn to verse 7, the desire of nations, to Jesus. In the temple of His body, you have been given more than gold and silver ever can give. Peace with God through the forgiveness of all your sins. Peace with yourselves through a cleansed conscience. Peace with others through Jesus' forgiving love. But notice, our text looks beyond the glory of Jesus coming to this earth and walking the marble steps of that temple in Jerusalem. For verse 7 does not say, He shall come, but they shall come. Namely, all the believers in Jesus. Jesus came into this world to build the temple of believers. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt, tabernacled among us. Jesus is the tabernacle of God, in which God is dwelling with you, in which you can dwell with God and see His glory wherever you are. Remember when Jesus, the first time, cleansed the temple in Jerusalem and the Jews came demanding a sign? And He answered, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. They thought He was talking about Herod's temple that took 46 years to build. But He was talking about the temple of His body, the only temple through which we can come to God. The temple that was feebly represented by the temple of Jerusalem and replaced it. That temple in Jerusalem, as every physical temple, is desolate without Him. And it's in this temple of His body that we enter not into some external sanctuary, but into the Holy of Holies. Listen to Hebrews 10. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He consecrated for us through the veil, that is His flesh. The death of His flesh ripped open the veil of separation to God. The blood of His flesh cleansed you and made you holy, able to enter the Holy of Holies. And Jesus brings you into the Holy of Holies not once a year like the Old Testament high priest, nor just these few minutes of chapel here. He brings you into the temple of God every day, every moment in it, for eternity. For He makes you living stones in the temple of the Holy Spirit. Yes. In every way, this temple of Jesus has greater glory than Solomon's. He Himself is its cornerstone. Every stone in it is a living stone, washed in His blood, covered with His righteousness. And through Christ, you are these desired of nations. God has desired you. He has shaken the nations to bring you into His temple and fill it with glory. What can gold and silver offer that compares? You are the temple of Christ. Live with Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 401.